Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Tom. So, Tom, how's your credit card?
Say again?
I said, how's your credit card?
It emerged from CSUN unscathed.
I didn't think it was going to with the time you spent with the BrailleSense Plus. Marlene, I did see your message.
Yeah, well, I thought seriously about springing for it, but I knew I was going to get killed on my taxes this year, so I decided I'd better just hold off for a while.
Yeah, you still have a couple months till it's released.
I have to start buying those lotto tickets.
Yeah, there you go. Blame it on the lotto tickets now, eh?
Hello.
I really did like that BrailleSense Plus, though. I thought it was pretty cool.
8 gigs of internal memory. You can have your whole United States maps right on the device.
And probably have some left over for music and stuff, too, I guess, eh?
Not much, but about a gig you'd have left.
Yeah, I might be able to stick an album on there.
The SenseNav is working on the BrailleSense Plus, the VoiceSense, and also they just released a new update to BrailleSense. I don't know what they're calling the older version, but it's going to allow SenseNav to run on that as well.
Yeah, I saw the announcement on that, and there is an older BrailleSense at the shop where I work. And so I, you know, when I saw that announcement, I said, "Hey, I should upgrade that thing and start playing around with it." And the upgrade went fine.
Cool.
Wow, it's not like G Micro is really trying to GW Micro rather is really trying to catch up with us, and also trying to serve its customers. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Now I'm jealous. Now I want a BrailleSense Plus instead of my Braille Note.
Well, as much as I like my Braille Note, I really do think that the humanware people kind of need to sit up and take notice.
I agree, but I'm not going to go like the people on the list are ranting and raving and not getting anywhere.
The BrailleSense is only a 32-cell Braille display, so it's a little bit bigger than a Braille Note PK.
One thing I never understood about what they're doing over there at GW is that, you know, they don't offer a QWERTY model. I posted a query to the GW list and never got an answer back as to why they never thought about QWERTY.
Yeah, I've asked them too. It just might be the development. Who knows, really? Anybody have any GPS-related issues that they want to bring up?
Just the fact that I almost caused an accident when I was going on a trip because of the fact that somehow when I get directions from the GPS, I missed the boulevard, I missed the west, eastbound, whatever. And I think it all has to do with the fact that I got an 18-cell Braille display when I'm used to my 40-cell desktop Braille display that I have a Brailleant.
Let me ask you this. Do you use an earbud or something?
Repeat that, Chris.
Have you thought of using an earbud while you're in the car?
That was actually my first experiment when I first had my GPS, and that didn't work. Because some people like to turn up the music loud, and there's just no sense of doing that.
Marlena, what receiver do you have? How old is it? Is this the first time this has ever happened?
Hey, I have a question about those Audis.
2 seconds. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to have you do. Give me a call tomorrow during business hours, and I'll talk to you about that receiver. I think I might know what the problem is. Not a problem. Okay, Tom, about the Audis.
Yeah, Bob bought a set of those, my buddy Bob. And I almost bought a set too, but I was trying them out over at his house, and Sue was saying that you got to put them on a certain way. I tried them on with, you know, it has the larger piece that looks, you know, kind of like a speaker, and then it's got the smaller kind of stud-looking thing. I had the larger bit, you know, pointing toward the back of my head, on the back side of my head, and in a fairly crowded room and could hardly hear them. I was playing using them with a Victor for lack of anything else at the time. And so I thought, well, maybe I got them on the wrong direction.
No, if you have the speaker thingy between your ear and your head, that's the way it goes. I don't know if they're good for listening in crowded rooms. Mike said he was having problems with listening to them in one of the crowded halls. He couldn't hear So it might be the crowded room that you were listening to him in.
Okay, so that larger part is supposed to be at the back of the earlobe instead of the front of the earlobe.
It's actually supposed to be behind your ear. Not on the lobe like a set of earrings, but behind your ear. Up near the top, sort of.
Oh. Okay. Interesting. Well, maybe next time I see Bob, I'll have to check him out that way then.
Yeah, because they really do work. You can hear the traffic noises and all that because your ear is not covered in any way, shape, or form.
But yeah, I tried back to the earbud issue, Chris. Yeah, I have tried the earbud method like you stated, and that doesn't work for me when trying to navigate the GPS and in a vehicle.
Then if that won't work, then probably just using the speech on wouldn't work either then, correct?
Correct, because it's to me it's kind of a distraction to both me and others around me when I'm trying to give them directions on demand, and especially when we're listening to music on a 3 hour long trip. It's like, we can't do this. And like I said, that's one drawback that I don't like about the Braille note itself is the 18 cell. Sometimes it doesn't display the whole word, and it's easy for me to miss, especially when I'm not used to panning. That's what I was trying to tell Charles at the conference.
Right, makes sense.
So that was my experience with GPS, kind of a bad experience, almost causing accidents, making the driver turn like at the very last second.
That raises an interesting question, and that is, is there a setting where you can tell it to notify you a little bit earlier of pending turns?
You could change the arrival distance.
That would do it?
Yep.
What setting would you recommend for that?
Especially in a car situation.
The default 50 feet seems to work for me, but if you try it at 100 feet or 150 feet and then see how that works out for you, because it's dealing with speed. So the faster you're going, and I forget what the mathematics are, it's actually in the manual, but depending on how fast you're going, it multiplies it. Like at 50 feet, I get approaching turns about 0.2 miles out.
That sounds about right. Yeah, that's about when I get them.
Yeah, I'm guessing I'm going to have to try that. But although I'm not going to be co-piloting, I'm going to probably be just playing with it, messing with the arrival distance. That way, when I do go back in May to that one facility again with the other group leader, I won't be causing any more accidents or almost causing any more accidents.
One thing that you can do is give me a second and I'll tell you. If you put a WAV file in the sounds folder called Route Turn Approaching, it'll play that sound when you get the approaching turn message, not the turn now message, not the bonk bonk, but where it says approaching right turn and whatever your distance is to the next turn, it will play a sound.
That's not there already.
No, it's a hidden feature.
Route turn approaching, eh? Any dashes, uppercase, anything in there?
Spaces.
So it's route space turn space approaching.
Correct.
Dot wav.
Correct.
Okay, so when does that actually trigger?
When it says approaching turn in 0.23 miles or whatever the distance was we were just talking about, when that message triggers, that sound will play.
Do you still get the speech too then?
Yep.
Cool.
Okay, now you guys are getting too technical for me because I'm still not used to the Braille note, which is another drawback of my in my situation. So, what kind of file would I have to put in? I mean, what? How do I need to record a file and then name it that way, or how does that go?
Yeah, you'd record a file. It's a WAV file that you would drop into the sounds folder, and to add sounds is in your it's in the FAQ step by step on how to add sounds, but you would put this sound file in root turn approaching would be the name of the sound file that you would put in your sounds folder.
Wow, we'll have to play that.
Actually use the one that is on the voice sense.
I don't even have a voice since, so I guess I'm SOL.
No, you're not SOL. You can get it from, I think you might be able to download it or I can send it to you, or Raul would send it to you.
That'll be nice.
So, what is the actual location of that folder? Is that flash disk? That's somewhere in the flash disk, I assume, right?
Flash disk GPS sounds.
Gotcha. And do you have to, you just pop that in there, or do you have to go through some procedure to tell GPS that it's there?
No, you just pop it in there. It's a hidden feature that it actually never made it into. It made it into the program, but it never made it into the sounds menu.
Are there other ones like that?
Yeah, there's look around city change, look around street change, and look around state change.
I'll make a note of those. Thanks.
Like I have text-to-speech Tom saying you have entered a new city when the city changes.
So, have you customized your other sounds?
Oh, absolutely. I think the background swish is the only one that I have that's default.
Yeah, it's something I haven't actually delved into. That's in the documentation, right?
Yeah, if you go into the website and do a search for frequently asked questions, it's one of the FAQs.
Thanks, I'll check that out.
Sounds like you got rid of Charles.
Yeah, we fired him.
I don't see neither him or Mike Mayer on this list. The only one I see is you a lot.
Yeah, well, Charles is busy tonight.
Hey, he posts to the list every once in a while.
I think that's Melena trying to get in. We still can't hear you, Melena. Are you using a laptop or a desktop? Because sometimes it will think it's default to the sound card, but somehow, like I said, I use a total recorder and it sometimes screws up on me on my laptop.
Yells we're getting is a pop.
Is that what that occasional ticking is?
Do you have a built-in mic on your laptop or using an external? USB or the other kind, normal, regular kind. Okay, did you go into the sounds and run setup microphone and see if it detects your microphone? Or speech recognition settings, and then you go to setup microphone.
Wonder if maybe you got a bad cable or something in there.
That's interesting. Go into Skype and see what Skype is saying for your microphone. Under options, go to tools, options, and audio devices and see what Skype's telling you. Then go back into the sounds and see if the sound devices and see if that microphone is set as your default microphone.
I didn't even think about that.
Okay. Switch of topics. I went to dinner yesterday, Marla and I went to Chili's, and we read the, or at least I read the menu using the KNFB reader, and also used it to check money and read the bill.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah, and the total on the bill was accurate.
Hey, do you see the price of that coming down anytime? What's your thought on that? Seems pretty steep.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Although it is cheaper than the original KNFB reader, the classic, but I'm not sure what the market's going to do. Talking about the phone.
Oh, you're talking about the phone, not the software.
No, Malina asked if I was talking about the phone or the reader itself. I was talking about the phone, the KNFB reader mobile, which is the phone with the software. Sorry.
Yeah, I checked that out at CSUN last weekend. It's definitely cool. I like the iPal too.
What was your last? You like the what?
The iPal, although you're tethered to a computer with that one, but it's a similar idea. You got a digital camera on kind of like a tripod type of affair, and you're running some kind of software with it, and you issue a command, and within 2 seconds, you've snapped a picture of a page below the camera, and it's reading to you.
Nice, 2 seconds.
And I tried doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I was turning the pages, I was skewing them. I was turning them sideways, upside down, every which way, and it still did a pretty good job.
It's amazing with this OCR technology. You know, I was kind of skeptical about the NFB reader mobile until I actually saw it work, and then it was like, wow.
Yet another way to burn up my credit card.
I want one.
Me too. I need to be rich.
Yeah, same here, because the phone itself is like quite pricey, plus the software and whatnot. I like the idea, though. It beats carrying a big old case around with a bunch of memory cards and who knows what else.
Well, the thing about the phone and the idea that really intrigues me is that you're carrying around a phone anyway.
Exactly. That's why I want one. It's all in one.
Yeah, that's the thing that's really great about it. I mean, you've got everything in there. You got your phone, you got your internet access, you got the mobile reader. What more could you want?
Tell you what, though, the day I get one of them, I'm gonna walk on the Chico State campus and be like, ha ha, at least I got something better as opposed to you guys, something more practical and useful.
I was showing a sighted friend of mine over the weekend, and it just blew him away. I mean, he's used to all this stuff that I have, with the scanners, being able to read and talking computers and stuff. But the phone just really blew him away.
Exactly, the school has a KNFB Classic. But like I said, one of these days I want to get one of those KNFB mobiles and be like, see, I don't have to carry a big old camera bag.
Thing that kind of tripped me out was that I was reading somewhere that Ray Kurzweil was talking about, well, yeah, you could use that for face recognition. And I'm going, huh?
Why would you want to?
Yeah, I don't think I particularly care about that.
I second that motion. I would hate to have people break my camera.
I was sitting in the airport on Friday waiting for my plane to take off, and I pulled a receipt out of my pocket and snapped a picture of the receipt and scanned it and some or you know, and read it, and some lady says to me, "What are you taking a picture of?"
So that's where the education begins.
Yeah, 'cause I was trying to explain it to her, and she thought that 'cause I said I was for receipts that I was submitting, and she says, "Why do you have to photograph your receipt that you're submitting? Why can't you just submit them?" And I says, "No, I says the phone is reading to me the receipt so that I know what I'm submitting." And she's like, "Oh, cool."
Was this coming back from CSUN when you did this?
Yep, Friday night at like 10 o'clock at night.
Wow, so you left right after the party, in other words. How
Pretty much, yep.
long of a flight was it from where you are to LA?
Got home at 9 o'clock the next morning, so it was probably, if you want to think about it, I didn't leave until 1 Eastern time, and I got home at 9 Eastern time. So that's about how long it took.
Do you have a layover in there somewhere?
Yeah, I had a layover at 6 a.m. at PA.
You could do worse, or maybe not.
No, it shows only three participants.
Yeah, it looks like Laylo decided to lay low.
Yep, it only shows three people.
I wonder if she logged in or if she's still waiting at the login that login screen thing, that login box. She may want to reboot or something because they're closed IE and come or Firefox or whatever browser she's using and come back in.
Who's that?
Ever close that and reboot it?
Do you know if she has that Tacom web conferencing software installed? Okay, once she enters, clicks enter the room, the box should come up. Okay.
Hey Chris, hadn't seen Carl around in a while. How's he doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I was wondering about Carl. I mean, ever since he left Sendero, I haven't heard much from him.
He left Sendero?
Yes.
Under amicable circumstances, I hope.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There was, he was having medical issues, and then,
Well, I hope he's doing okay. I really liked Carl.
Me too. He's doing fine.
Yeah, I think he left Sendero, what, about a year or so ago? Like, I say, things like, I remember him, last time I remember talking to him was like in March or April of last year.
Yeah, I don't really remember exactly when it was, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing him last spring, and that's the last I can remember seeing him.
So, Chris, yeah, if you want, you go ahead and send me that file that you said that VoiceSense has, and I'll try to pop it in, and maybe this weekend I'll go play with GPS since it's gonna be a nice sunny weekend in California.
Send me an email with, just send me an email and I'll respond to you and attach it.
It's coming your way in about 2 seconds.
You're talking about route turn approaching?
Yep.
Should be in your inbox. Wow, I thought more people would be showing up to the chat room.
Okay.
Hey Chris, I got a question for you. Getting back on the GPS stuff here for a second. Is there a way to tell non-visually whether or how much one of those receivers, like the 236 or the M1000, has in terms of a charge?
Non-visually, no.
Too bad. I finally got my, well, I got the charger for my M1000, and it's working a lot better since I started using it. But I did have kind of a strange thing happened this morning where, I knew full well that I had, put it on the charger overnight, but, occasionally the switch does get flipped on my power strip and so on and so forth. And so all of a sudden, bam, I just, lost the Bluetooth and Bluetooth connection to the receiver. And it said something about, the receiver's not turned on and yada, yada, yada. And it turned out, so I thought, well, maybe it wasn't charged, fully or something like that. So then I ended up, well, I said, well, what the hell, I'll just remove the pairing and repair the thing and reactivate, and it was fine.
I've seen that happen once or twice.
I get that occasionally with the Hilux 36. I could talk about going on my first trip using the Hilux 236. It took maybe 30, like a half an hour to get a fix.
Are you still using the 236?
Affirmative.
Say again?
Affirmative.
Yeah. If you get a chance to pick up on it, M1000, it's a lot better.
That's just it. I'm a college student who doesn't have nobody or doesn't even have a way to pick up the M1000.
Gotcha.
That's what sucks about the state buying your equipment, you know? When they bought the GPS, they came out with the two, they were still selling the 236s, and then like about a year later, or not a year, but maybe a couple months later, they come up with the M1000, and it's like, well, how am I supposed to lobby this?
Yeah, I hear ya.
Yeah, and we were testing a handful of receivers too, and it took about 6 to 8 months to finally decide on one.
Yeah, that's just it. You guys were still selling the 236s and testing the other ones when I got my GPS. And then, like I said, it was like in July when you guys started offering the M1000. Because I got the, well, the rehab bought the GPS like the middle of February.
Right, understandable, but you also don't want to just jump on a new receiver just because it's new. Because then you might run into trouble. As we found out, not all MTK chipsets are created equal.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's why I held off on buying it or asking to get a receiver, but to me that was just ridiculous. A half an hour, it took a half an hour into the trip until we got a fix.
Normally, if it takes more than 2 minutes, I'll pull the battery out and put it in. Yep, it does. It's the same exact size, same exact shape. You can feel the difference. I mean, they're not identical, but it does fit in the old 236 case. Yep, I probably would have too.
Hey, that's a cool sound he sent me. Thanks.
Yep, I got it from Raul.
Aha, no wonder. That's a cool sound. Now that sound's gonna play, and then it's gonna say approaching whatever turn, or how does that work?
Yep, that's the general idea. It'll instead of just saying approaching turn, it'll play the sound and then it'll say approaching right-hand turn in 0.2 miles. It's the sound that the voice sense plays with that same message.
What does it sound like?
It kind of sounds like a little bell.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty cool. Pretty nifty.
I was thinking, maybe it might be kind of cool to have the sound of a car sort of peeling rubber around a turn and then rapidly accelerating.
Yeah, then you might scare the driver.
Well, they do some, I use paratransit a lot, so, as they payback is a yes.
Yep, gotcha.
Them paratransit drivers, I tell you. I actually know one who's currently using a GPS, and she says she can't even live without her GPS right now.
That's probably so, because most of the paratransit guys I've met can't read a damn map, save their life.
You know, I've seen some cab drivers now we're starting to use GPS.
Yeah, the company's making a big deal, though. But she's like, well, you can use your GPS, but you better do this, this, and that. And it's like, no, she's using the GPS to so she knows where she's going, not because she wants to.
I got my GPS because of cab drivers. They were, oh man, some of those guys were taking me all over the county and just charging me, huge cab fares.
Yep, that definitely happens.
Yeah, I busted one big time. I don't know if I told you the story about that.
No, I don't think I've heard it, but go ahead and tell.
I was working at a center out in Whittier, California, just east of LA. And I used to go out in the field to do a lot of computer training and that sort of stuff. And the center didn't have enough money to hire a driver to help me out or whatever, and I didn't have the resources to hire a driver. So I took a lot of cabs for a while there. And so some of these, cab guys would just, they'd drive all over the place, and I'd get to where I was going, and they'd say, well, that was, 35, 40, 50 bucks, whatever it was. And I'd about have a heart attack getting out of the cab most of the time. And finally, I just said, there's some funny stuff going on. So I, as it happened, I got my Braille Note GPS, and so one day I took a cab trip like that. Then this guy was, I had a an address in Pico Rivera, which is also east of LA, and specific street and address. So this, I hopped in, and this guy's driving, and he's driving, and he's driving, and I'm kind of new to the program, so I wasn't quite hip to everything that was going on with the GPS. But anyhow, I was kind of watching what he was doing. And so he took me to a street by the same name with the same address in a different city, Downey, which is sort of southeast of LAX. And he, pulls up and says, "Here we are." And so I said, "No, don't think so." He says, "Yes, we are." I says, "No, we're not." I says, "I got this program here that, says that we're in Downey instead of Pico Rivera." He says, "Oh." And he says, something to the effect of, "Well, you blind guys, how do you guys know where you're going?" And I said, "Well, I've got a GPS program." And he says, "Oh." And I said, "Yeah, I'm hip to what you're doing. And guess what? You're going to go back to where I told you to go, and you're going to adjust the fare accordingly."
Wow.
Just that one time made the GPS worth it.
Oh, yeah, I nailed his butt big time.
Yeah, that's a good thing why I don't take cabs alone.
And the good thing was that, he was all set to, it was like, hey, hurry, 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 get out of the cab, and, I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta go. I said, "Whoa, hold on here a second." Because if I'd have just hopped out, he would have split right then, and I would have been in a world of hurt. So, it was a good thing I nailed him right when I did.
Yeah, that would have been a long walk home.
You got that right.
That's cool. Yeah, I could see why GPS would work in a way. As I said, even the sighted folks that I was traveling with at one point, at that one trip, now they brag about it at school. He's like, "Man," they're like, "Man, Armando knows a lot more where we are than I do, or than the rest of us did."
I've got a local reputation, it seems. I've got a lot of the access guys know about me. It's just, I hop in, these access, paratransit cabs a lot, and they'll say, "Yeah, we heard about you. You're the guy that's got that little computer with the GPS thing." And I said, "Well, it's a note taker. It's not a computer, but it still has a GPS. And yeah, I know exactly where I'm at. So, don't try any funny business because I'm watching you."
Yeah, Marla's aunt just absolutely loves the GPS, and when I was sitting at Marla's mother's house the one day, and she needed to go to work, so she needed a route. She wanted to know how long it would take to get from her Marla's mother's house to her work. So I plotted a route. I said, "It's going to take you blah 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 this amount of time," and she says, "You know all that." I says, "Yeah." She goes, "That is the coolest thing in the world."
Now, how can you actually tell the estimated time without moving?
It estimates for a vehicle route at 25 miles an hour, and estimates at a pedestrian route at 2 miles an hour.
That sounds about right. So even if you were, now, can you use that even in virtual mode?
Yes.
Cool.
Yep, I'm known for that too now. As I said, I'm able to. Let's see, my future sister-in-law wanted a street near our house, or was in it was in town, but it was like maybe a mile or so from the house, and she was like on the opposite side of Chico. So what I had to do was I had to create a route from my house to the street she wanted to go to, or to some business within that street. Picked a random business, and then what I did was I found the nearest cross street to that specific street, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, I think I know where you're at. I think I know where you want to go. If you pass this specific cross street, you pretty much passed where you needed to go." So as you all have it, the blind leads the blind.
Yeah, that will be me and Marla in May, the blind leading the blind in Boston. I can't wait.
Oh yeah, on a vacation. That'd be interesting. We want to hear about that.
It's gonna be interesting. We're gonna pretty much, just go sightseeing.
I love how you say that. That's cool.
You talking about Wayfin?
No, Marla and I decided we were going on vacation in May, and we're taking a trip to Boston, just the two of us, and we're gonna take the GPSs and go.
Is she total?
Yep. And we used it to kind of plot our way, plot the hotel that we really wanted to stay at, and positioned ourselves virtually at the airport, and then did a hotel search out from there, and then found hotels that we were sort of interested in, and then did tourist attraction POI searches out from there, just to see what was around there, or around each hotel, and if the tourist attractions were of interest, then we're gonna go to them. One place I want to go to that she's not really too keen on is the computer museum that's down there. It's about a quarter of a mile from our hotel.
Oh, yeah, I remember you mentioning that last weekend or whatever it was, and yeah, sounds good.
I think with a little convincing, you could convince her to go to that computer museum.
You don't know her like I do.
Yeah, I don't know if my girlfriend would be interested in that either, and if we went on something like that, if we, found a museum for, computers and then one for vintage guitars, then I'd really be in trouble.
I think I'll owe her an expensive dinner or something. Who knows?
I've heard that Boston can be kind of interesting to get around. Apparently, the streets, wind every which way.
I'll let you know. I haven't been there since I was a kid, so I don't really remember.
New York to Massachusetts, huh?
Yep, close, and it was one of the places we wanted to go, so we're gonna go. I wanted to go to the Grand Canyon, but she didn't want to do that.
Oh yeah, the Grand Canyon. I've been there once or twice, and what I remember from that, actually, I've never been down in the canyon, been right up to the rim of the canyon and stuff. But I remember one time when I was a kid, I was on vacation with my family, and this guy who was kind of standing next to our family as we were sort of not. Probably, I don't know, maybe 20 feet from the rim of the canyon. He saw me start to move forward, and he goes, "No, no, don't move. Don't move. You're gonna fall." And he goes, "There's a, 1,000-foot drop or something like that." Scared the crap out of me. I'm just going, "Oh man." And my dad just, "No, you're okay. I'm watching it. Don't worry about it."
Wow. Well, I think I'm gonna call it an evening, guys, so hope you guys have a good rest of the week and happy Easter to all of you.
And same to you. Yeah, I'm probably gonna bug out. My belly's saying, "Feed me."
Yeah, I'm gonna take off too. Mine's saying I need to go to sleep, so.
So long, everybody.
Ciao, babe. See y'all next week, hopefully.
Night, everybody.